With regret, she took her looted French scissors, Colbridge had given her, from the pocket of her dress, and began cutting the tunic from the man's upper body. After each snip of the blades, she lightly touched each area she revealed, and let an awareness form in her mind and within her body, focusing on the soundness of each part beneath his summer-bronzed skin and firm flesh. She laid one palm against his chest, feeling the strength of the heart that beat within, the rise and fall of his breathing. She slid her hand down his ribs onto his belly. Strong muscles there, and no harm done. She moved to his arm next, relieved to find the cut moderate. His arm would be sore from a grazing blow by the flat of a blade that had left a gash, and be lucky to be no worse for the battle. It took little of her gift to mend such a shallow wound. The healing tingled as her fingers traced the edges of the cut. He would recover to fight again if the head wound had not addled his brain, and if Colbridge let him live. She moved to his head and took a deep breath, gathering her strength for what could be a very difficult mending. He had escaped death so far, but the blow to his head might have destroyed his mind, or only part of it. Her fingers clenched. The empty ones were the worst. But the need was strong in her to repair and restore, to heal.